USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
New York City police are on the lookout for the attacker caught on video brutally beating a 65-year-old Asian woman who was on her way to church. The assailant pummeled her while she was on the ground. An individual described in reports as a security guard seemed unwilling to render aid to the woman and instead just simply closes the door after the attack. China's government on Tuesday passed a new law taking over Hong Kong's electoral system, which is designed to ensure only patriotic figures can run for positions of power. Critics argue the law effectively marks the end of democracy in the Asian financial hub as it gives the ruling Chinese Communist Party control of elections. Canada is suspending use of AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine for people under 55 due to concerns that the shot could cause blood clots. AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine has been put on hold throughout parts of Europe and has not yet received its emergency authorization from the United States. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Let's get a border crisis update with Dan Naraki.
New estimates from the Biden administration show the government is anticipating that the number of unaccompanied children illegally crossing the southern border will double next month. A report from the Wall Street Journal says the government is estimating that around 20,000 minors will make the crossing in April. That's up from the nearly 16,000 that have been apprehended this month. But local border officials say that the federal government has not come forward with a plan to help communities deal with the influx. Cochise County, Arizona Sheriff Mark Daniels tells Fox News that it seems like no one is listening to the concerns of local communities.
We're down here at the local level, state levels, dealing with the impact of a plan that we haven't even been privileged to. What I see is avoidance, denial. There's no more collaboration. It's not collective. There's no transparency. No one's listening. But I can tell you who's listening down here, and that's the communities, because we have to. We're dealing with the surge. We're dealing with the unaccompanied minors. We're dealing with the public safety aspect. And let's not forget, we're dealing with the health epidemic that we're dealing with on the border.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
With all the rains over the weekend in Tennessee, the first NASCAR dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway was bumped back to Monday. Joey Logano holds off Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Denny Hamlin in an overtime restart win in the inaugural dirt race at Bristol Motor Speedway. Ricky had to settle for second place.
Our Kroger Camaro was really good on the long run. Needed a little bit more NOS energy drink for the restarts. I just couldn't get going. Couldn't get the turn in the race car that we needed, but we made a ton of adjustments, and we kind of went back and forth overnight of what we were going to do. Larson and I came out and hung with the track crew. Steve Swift and the boys did a great job of, you know, getting this thing raceable today with all the rain and all the challenges that they had. But, man, we had a blast. Obviously, the start of the race, I was terrible with a green racetrack and, you know, a little bit moisture in it, but as it blew off, we kind of got back to where we were in practice and felt really good with it. So a good way to go into the off week. I'm going to go run my sprint car with my dad this weekend. Hope everybody has a good Easter and go get some NOS energy drink at Kroger.
Next weekend, NASCAR heads down to Virginia for the Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief 500 in Martinsville. The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. Tuesday, we'll have 7 spring training games starting at 12.05 p.m. Eastern as the Pirates and Twins go at it. There will be a late game Tuesday night out west. SoCal rivals Angels and Dodgers are set to get at it at 9.10 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.